I'm Darren Enan, a grower from South Dakota, president of the National Corn Growers Association. We need to rise up to the occasion to defend corn growers, defend agriculture. There's a big push, a lot of misinformation and mistruths out there about how we run our operations. We are sustainable. We do the right thing in our lands because, you know, we're multi-generational farmers who've got the next generations that want to come back to the farm. And so we do a good job. We need to get that message out there. The second thing is, and probably more importantly, we got to continue the demand for our corn products. We've got more bushels coming every year. If you look out in the future, trend line continues to go up. So we got to continue to increase demand, whether it's livestock, ethanol industry, exports. And policy-wise, we'll continue to work on those.
You say defend corn. And part of the defense of corn has to do with the defense of the livestock industry.
That's exactly right. Livestock is still our largest consumer of corn. They've been under attack on for many different areas, from people that just frankly don't like animal feeding. They don't like the consumption of meat. And, you know, the United States became a great country because of our protein diet, because of how we raised our livestock, how we farm. It all ties back into a good, solid economy in rural America, and livestock's very important to that. And as a user of my product, whether it's corn or DDGs from the ethanol industry, we are right there to stand with the livestock industry and help them through some of these issues. And again, it's all mistruths and misinformation, and so our challenge is just to get the general public to understand agriculture, whether it's animal agriculture or crop production.
Darren, you mentioned during the news conference that you're perhaps going to sharpen your response to those critics, specific critics, of the corn industry. Among them, Michael Pollan. A lot of people would characterize the corn growers' response thus far as being reasonable and always polite and always civil. Do you mention that because that character might change?
Well, you know, we want to be mindful of the message that we portray. Now, I don't think we'll ever get uncivil, because, you know, that becomes more of a negative than some of the myths that we try to defend. And so when we say we're going to get tougher, we're going to get stronger facts, we're going to get a stronger message out there that comes from a bigger arena of growers, and so that the grassroots swell up. I mean, then we're getting a message out there from 1,000 voices, 10,000 voices. And if we're delivering a strong message that way instead of just coming from one or two people, that I think is going to be our best mode of attack, so that the public understands agriculture and how we can push back on a Michael Pollan, for example.
A question about production. Are we going to have enough corn acres?
Well, we always seem to come up with the acres and the crop. We've been very good at doing what we do, which is growing corn. The only thing this spring, it's going to be a wet spring, and it's wet all across the Corn Belt. But, you know, 2 years ago, we were wet too, and we still grew a tremendous crop. And so it's amazing what technology does, whether it's in our equipment or in the seed industry. And so, you know, it's too early to say. And again, you know, a couple years ago, we were planting corn clear into the end of the June, had tremendous corn crop. And again, we always rise to the occasions. That's one thing that corn growers have always done in the past.
And just a question about marketing it. Is there a place to go with that good crop?
Well, you know, it's been tough this fall, long lines, a lot of bushels. But, you know, our carryover's in line with past years. So if you look at getting a home for it, we've got new ethanol plants coming online. The economy seems to be turning around in the world, so livestock production should come back up. Hopefully meat exports will continue to increase. And so through those avenues, we'll find a home for our corn. We always seem to. Sometimes it's a challenge, but, you know, that's one thing the Corn Growers and National Corn Growers has done, is how can we increase demand, increase opportunities for our members.